topic, I'm sure you go straight to Acts chapter 2. And then I was thinking about Acts 2, and you know, I just can't really relate to Peter in that story. I can relate to the people listening and convicted that they need to become Christians. But I don't know that I'm ever going to have the opportunity to preach to thousands of non-Christians who are very interested in becoming a Christian. And so I have four quick points tonight for those of us that are in that situation that will hopefully encourage us to preach God's Word. So point number one is that Peter preached in a variety of situations. Think about the first few chapters of Acts, right? Acts chapter 2, big audience, interested. Acts chapter 3 preaches to one person, one of the lower members of society, a paralyzed man. Acts chapter 3, later in the chapter, he preaches to a big group again. Acts chapter 4 and then Acts chapter 5, we see him defending the faith, I'd call that preaching, against rulers and authorities that want to challenge what he's doing. Earlier in Acts chapter 5 and in Acts chapter 8, he warns, warn may not even be a strong enough word for Ananias and Sapphira, but he warns Christians that aren't behaving like they should. Acts chapter 10, we see him preach to a smaller group of people very interested in the gospel, very interested in Jesus. And then chapter 11 and chapter 15, we see him give what might be called a report on what God is doing through him. He preached in a variety of ways. And we can preach in a variety of ways too. If there's somebody that you know and is interested in the gospel and you share it with them, yes, that's preaching. That's great. But if you don't get that opportunity, but you defend what you believe and what you do to somebody who's antagonistic, I think that's preaching the gospel. If you're at home with children all day, but you tell them the story of Jesus, that's preaching too. If you were at VBS today, you were preaching the gospel. So we can all preach the gospel in some way or another. And I even say in 1 Peter and 2 Peter, when he wrote those letters, encouraging Christians, warning them of times to come, I think that's preaching too. And so if you send a text message to a Christian who might be going through a hard time, I think you've preached the gospel. So point number one, Peter preached in a variety of ways, and so can we. Point two, Peter preached about Jesus. That's probably the most obvious point you've ever heard. But it's true. If you look in these stories, every time it's built around Jesus, and specifically about his death and his resurrection, the fact that he's the Messiah and the Son of God. And you even see that in the letters, right? When in first, I have 1 Peter 2 in front of me. In verses 21 through 25, he encourages the Christians there to deal with suffering, to deal with hard times. And the way that he does that is by reminding them of how Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example to follow in his steps. And so when we talk to people, whether it's encouraging other Christians, whether it's talking to our children, defending what we believe against others, or trying to persuade people to become Christians, we need to be talking to them about Jesus, about his death and his resurrection. And everything else we say needs to be built on that foundation. And if we do that, our message will be successful. So that's point number two. Peter preached about Jesus. Point three is that Peter used the Old Testament in what he preached. In this passage in 1 Peter 2 that I have in front of me, he quotes from Isaiah 53. In Acts chapter 2, we know he quotes from Joel 2. He quotes from Psalm 16, Psalm 110. Over and over again, he builds it on the Old Testament scriptures. And I want you to think for a second about how Peter got to know the scriptures so well. You know, he probably didn't have a Bible like I do. We don't know for sure that he could read. Somebody in his situation in life, most of them wouldn't have. And yet he diligently paid attention and learned God's scriptures over time. I have the Bible on my phone. I have a Bible in every room in my house. I have a Bible I can listen to in the car. You probably do too. We need to be learning God's word. And another related point on that, we need to learn God's word without a purpose. Let me explain what I mean by that. Sometimes when I read the Bible and I don't come away with some new revelation, I don't have some new and encouraging insight to apply to my life, sometimes I walk away a little disappointed. Like I didn't get as much out of that Bible reading as I should have. We need to just be reading scripture anyway and let God show us how he's going to use it. I don't think Peter was sitting there listening to Joel 2 thinking, you know, one day I'm going to have a flame on my head and I'm going to speak in another language and I'm going to say this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. But he learned the word and the Spirit showed him how to use it. And you never know when you're going to hear a false teaching that sounds pretty good in this passage, but if you know that other passage over there, you'll realize that's not the truth. Or you never know when someone's going to come to you needing comfort or encouragement or teaching. And if you can find that passage of Scripture they're looking for, you'll be effective. So let's learn the Word and let God show us how to use it. And the fourth point, that is related to that, is that let God's Spirit guide us. God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is with us, just like it was with Peter. At the end of that sermon in Acts chapter 2, he says the promise of the Spirit is for you, for your children, and for those who are far off. I think that's us. And, you know, I don't think we're going to have the Spirit come on us quite like it did to us, quite like it did to Peter at Pentecost. But God is at work with it within us. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11 says, "If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." His Spirit is dwelling in us and is working in us to preach the Word and be effective. I don't know exactly how, but I know and I'm confident that it's true, and I hope you do too. And so let's preach the Word in every way that we can. Thank you.